Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya করুণাম করো মাই করুণা বাড়িতে সনক সনাতন বর্ণিতা চারিতে করুণাম করো মাই করুণা বাড়িতে সনক সনাতন বর্ণিতা চারিতে রাধে জয় জয় মাধব জয় রাধে জয় জয় মাধব জয় কুল তারুণি মণ্ডল মোহিতে কুকুল তারুণি মণ্ডল মোহিতে রাধে জয় জয় মাধব গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু কি সীতায় গৌর প্রেমা শ্রী লাল বিলাল কি বাই দি সুপ্রিম মার্সি অফ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী উই হ্যাভ বিন সো গ্রেসিয়াসলি অ্যালাউড to enter into this sacred abode of Ravala. This is the place of the appearance of the most worshipable object of all devotion for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika Rani. The acharyas of the Gaudiya Sampradaya have taught us that the highest perfection of spiritual consciousness is to be engaged in the service of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani, for it is she who has controlled the heart of Lord Sri Krishna by her infinite love. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur explains in one beautiful poem the glorious position of Srimati Radharani. Krishna, he is the supreme attractor of all living beings. He is Madan Mohan. He can attract our hearts away from all the attractions of Kamadeva or Cupid in this world. But Krishna is always under the control of the beauty, the sweetness, and the love of Srimati Radharani. And sometimes when Lord Sri Krishna beholds the beautiful form of Srimati Radhika, his flute falls from his hands. His crown bedecked with peacock feather falls from his head. The beautiful golden chador around his shoulders falls to the ground. And yet he has no awareness that this is taking place. And he, Lord Sri Krishna, falls to the ground unconscious upon experiencing the sweetness and the beauty of the love of Sri Radhika Rani. In Brajbhumi, Srimati Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen of Vrindavan. And sometimes even Lord Sri Krishna, he places his head at her lotus feet just to show the world the supreme position of bhakti in its highest, purest, supremest form. Srimati Radharani is the Hladini Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his pleasure potency. Krishna's Rasaraj, in his supremest form of existence, he is simply the enjoyer of everything that exists in the spiritual world. But all the potency in which he enjoys is fully manifested in Srimati Radharani. She is the supreme object of enjoyment for the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Service of Srimati Radharani in her loving exchanges with Lord Sri Krishna. In the eternal abode of Goloka, Radha Krishna are eternally existing in the dham of Braja. But they come to this world simply to reveal their loving pastimes to attract the hearts of all fortunate souls. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanara dhaya sambhavami juge juge. In the Gita, Krishna explains that he comes to this world to annihilate the demons, to protect his devotees, and to reestablish the principles of religion. But that is not the business of Govinda, the Adipurusham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through his various Narayan avatars, he fulfills these purposes. But Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan, he is not concerned with killing demons or reestablishing the principles of religion or protecting devotees. Through his expansions and manifestations, he can perform this work perfectly. Krishna personally descends into this world simply to display the supreme loving affairs of Brijbhumi, Vrindavan Dham. And Srimati Radharani, who is the supreme source of all Lakshmis, through her manifestations and expansions as Lakshmi Devi, she bestows good fortune upon all. But Srimati Radharani's only business, her only meditation, is simply the pleasure of Krishna. So Srimati Radharani appeared in this world simply for the purpose of giving everyone, fortunate souls, the opportunity to enter into the Leela of Vrindavan, to enter into the loving service
in the highest forms of bhakti of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And this place, Raval, is the sacred land in which Srimati Radhika Rani appears in this world. It is explained that Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they lived in Barasana, but they had no children. And at the same time, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they lived in Nandagaon, but they also had no children. Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Nanda Maharaj were dearmost friends. So they decided to shift their two communities of cowherds close to the bank of Jamuna, because the Jamuna is filled with all auspiciousness. And of course, Nanda and Yashoda had Lord Sri Krishna as their child. And soon after, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who was living here, he went to the river Jamuna, which at the time was flowing right close to this place. And when he saw in the midst of the Jamuna, there was a beautiful lotus flower, and on the lotus flower was the most perfect object of all beauty in the form of a small infant baby. Her complexion was golden, and it was more brilliant than millions and millions of suns. And Vrishabhanu was wondering how to reach this beautiful lotus flower. At that time, Lord Brahma appeared. And Lord Brahma explained to Vrishabhanuji that in a previous life, you were Suchandra, and your wife Kirtida was Kalavati, and you performed very, very great tapasya, eating only dry leaves and hardly water, for thousands upon thousands of years. And at that time, I appeared before you and offered you a benediction. And you desired that the supreme source of Lakshmi, that you could love as your own baby child. So to fulfill your prayer, the supreme Lakshmi, Srimati Radharani, has now appeared to be your child. And Vrishabhanu took Srimati Radhika to his home and offered her to Kirtida, his wife. And this child was so beautiful that there were wonderful, wonderful celebrations. And Vrishabhanu was giving hundreds and thousands of cows decorated in jewels and gold and silver and charity. And everyone around Brajbhumi, especially this Raval area, they began singing and dancing, celebrating the birth of this beautiful child. And everyone, upon just seeing her once, their hearts were insatiably attached to her, and they could think of nothing or no one else except her. But for some inconceivable reason, this child would not open her eyes, nor would she acknowledge any sound or make any sound from her mouth. Perhaps she was blind and deaf and dumb. At that time, Narada Muni, he came to Ravaldham because he wanted the darshan of Srimati Radharani, the supreme most object of his worship. Vrishabhanu was thinking that my child, as beautiful she is blind. It is inauspicious. But nevertheless, upon Narada's request, he brought the child, and Narada Muni immediately offered his prostrated obeisances. He began to circumambulate this beautiful golden baby. And with tears of love in his eyes, he began to chant and dance the glories of Srimati Radharani. After this, Sri Narada, he explained to Vrishabhanu, you should have big celebration. Let everyone know about the birth of this child. And then he went to a place called Narada Kund, which is near Govardhan Hill. And by the blessings of this darshan of Srimati Radharani, he had written the Narada Bhakti Sutras here in Braj Bhumi. Meanwhile, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, they came to Ravel along with their little baby, Gopal, in order to behold the beauty of Sri Radharani and offer their congratulations to her fortunate parents. At the time when they were discussing so many wonderful subject matters, little Gopal crawled to the swinging cradle in which Srimati Radharani was sitting. And he, somehow or other, he reached up and he put his beautiful moon-like face right before Srimati Radhika. And at that time, Srimati Radharani opened her beautiful lotus-like eyes, because she did not want to see anything in this world except her beloved Shamsundara, Sri Krishna. And then she began to cry in ecstatic love. And when all the Brijabasis saw this wonderful pastime, they all began to celebrate the glories of Srimati Radharani. Sri Radharani ki jai! Srimati Radharani is the reservoir of all bhakti, and it is only by her causeless grace that any true bhakti can enter into our hearts. Srila Prabhupada used to say that Srimati Radharani is so supremely kind and compassionate that whenever she sees any devotee sincerely serving her devotees, she becomes so obliged that she approaches Krishna and she says to Krishna, please accept him as your servant. He is better than me. And Krishna can never refuse the request of Srimati Radharani. So this is the perfection of our meditation, to somehow or other, by serving the servants of Srimati Radharani, to receive her affectionate blessings. And there is nothing else in all of the existence to be attained. Srimati Radharani, she is the proprietor of the heart of Lord Krishna. She steals his heart with her every movement, her every word, her every act of sweet devotion. And therefore she is addressed by the name Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of all the Vedic mantras, he chose this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be the supreme. And as we have heard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not only giving love of God, but he was giving love of God in the supreme, most unparalleled form of the love of Vrindavan. There are many mantras. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe.
Shri Krishna Sharanamam. So many Vaishnava mantras. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed and tasted the sweetness of this mantra as supreme. Because Hare is such an intimate and beautiful way of addressing Srimati Radharani. Because it reveals her supreme position as the conqueror, the stealer of the heart of Sri Krishna. Radha, her love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so deep, so profound, that even Krishna, who is the knower of everything, that was one thing that he didn't know, the supreme position of her love. Krishna says in Gita, Vedaham samatitani varata manani chajuna bhavashani cha bhutani mantu vedana kashchana. He knows everything past, everything in the present, and all things that are yet to come. He also perfectly knows all living beings from within and without. There is only one thing in all of spiritual and material existence that Krishna did not know, and that is what it is that makes Srimati Radharani so blissful upon seeing me. What is the nature of her love? What is the sweetness and happiness that she experiences upon tasting her love for me? And what is it about me that so much attracts her heart to such ecstatic forms of bhakti? So Lord Sri Krishna, in order to taste the divine love of Srimati Radharani, appeared in this world and appears also eternally in the spiritual world as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, the Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani, and Prabhu, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Rasaraj. But not only that, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended into this world to give the love of Srimati Radharani to all living beings. The only price is that we are simply sincere and willing to accept it. And he gave this love through the teachings of the six Goswamis. He gave this love through his own wonderful lila. And it all culminates in bringing fortunate souls to the proper consciousness of serving the Vaishnavas and chanting offenselessly this most sacred and blessed of all mantras.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And there is nothing that so much pleases Srimati Radharani as when she sees her devotees lovingly praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna hears us chanting the name Hari, he becomes eternally grateful and pleased that we are glorifying his beloved Srimati Radharani. And when Srimati Radharani sees that we are sincerely calling out the names of Krishna and Ram, Sri Radharaman, There is nothing that makes her more grateful and pleased than seeing the glorification of her eternal beloved, Lord Sri Krishna. So let us celebrate this wonderful benediction in our life of coming to Ravel Dham by very loudly and with great feeling and with a very grateful heart chanting the Mahamantra which Srimati Radharani in her form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving us. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. That Srimati Radharani and Krishna are one and the same personality. There is no difference between the two. The one supreme absolute truth has divided into two eternal forms for the purpose of the supreme form of enjoyment, and through their enjoyment giving all living beings who are part and parcel of them the opportunity to assist in the supreme lila of love. And they become one. It is explained by Jagadananda Pandit in Prema Vivarta that Radha and Krishna, the one became two. But when Krishna wanted to experience the love of Sri Radha, they became one. So which came first? Did the one first become two, or did the two first become one? Jagadananda Pandit explained that in the spiritual realm there is no considerations of such limitations of time. They are both eternally existing. The one Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally experiencing. And the love of Sri Radha for Krishna. And simultaneously, they are eternally separate to enjoy the beautiful Leela of Vrindavan. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to this world to invite us all into the wonderful Leela of Vrindavan. So let us reconfirm our vows in this holy place to be the humble servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas, and to very carefully, each and every day, in a prayerful mood, to worship the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Today we also have another very special fortune. We have the presence of Sri Dinabandhu Prabhu. Everyone say nice. Dinabandhu Prabhu, in the whole Hare Krishna movement, he is considered the most experienced and acquainted guide of Sri Brajbhumi. Whenever there are yatras, he is always the one everyone is seeking to take them around Vrindavan. Because he has been many, many years, and as you have seen how he is dancing, he is actually he's actually become a Brijbasi. And he's very, very learned in the science of Krishna consciousness. and very learned in the places of Vrindavan, Braj Bhumi, Dham. And he's also a very humble, gentle, and kind Vaishnava. But Radharani is happy when I'm saying these things. You are approachable. We can only approach Srimati Radharani through her devotees. So I do not want to make you feel too humble when I'm saying these things. So I'd like to invite Dina Bandhu to say some words for us.
Anyway, I don't know if anything Maharaj said is true. I'm sure there must be, because I've only been here 10 years, and I met one Vrijbasi one time. He was researching. Said, "I've been researching for 80 years. I still don't hardly know anything about Braj. So, and I hardly have any time to research because I'm always running here and there and here and there, taking devotees here and there. So, as far as experience or knowledge, I don't have any of that either. It's only by the mercy of great Vaishnavas like Radhanath Swami who come and engage me in Krishna's service. Otherwise, I just sit in the temple and think about Maya or something. So, here I get to come and hear about the glories of Srimati Radharani from his lotus mouth." So everybody understands English?
There is simultaneous translation is going on. One mixed up.
So there's translation going on.
Somebody wants Braja Bhasa.
Which Bhasa I haven't even learned. I'm just struggling in Hindi. So anyway, the translation is going on, then I'll speak mostly in English. So Maharaj has already very beautifully described this wonderful place, Ravel. And actually our great fortune in coming here was that Prabhupada's father always used to pray whenever any sadhu came to his house that you please bless my son that he will become a very, very nice servant of Srimati Radhika. So it is... So ultimately it's true that we're all sitting here in this holy place, as Maharaj has said, by the unlimited mercy of Srimati Radhika. Still, that unlimited mercy of Srimati Radhika has manifested through His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. All of us are only sitting here in this... We have no qualification to be here. Just like when I first came to India, 1974, there was always... Of course, there's always one question everybody always asks as soon as you come here. Everybody immediately walks up and says, "Where are you from?" And we've heard this question so many millions of times. There's 900 million people in India. We've almost got halfway there. But second question they would always ask was very confusing because we don't, in America anyway, maybe in Britain they ask it like that. So it must be from British type of English. They always ask, "What is your qualification?" So in America we always ask, what did you graduate in or something like that. But I never understood what they were saying. I always said, "What is your qualification?" So I always said, "I don't know. My only qualification is through the Prabhupada." So that's the actual fact. Is our only qualification to even be sitting here is through the Prabhupada's mercy, that he went here and there, all over the world, and all over India. In fact, Prabhupada used to say, since you're all from Bombay, that this is my office. Mayapur is my place of bhajan. This Vrindavan is my home. So you're all living in the office, now you've come to, this is more intimate, now Prabhupada has invited you to his home. So that is our only qualification to be here. Somehow or other we got contact in the office. Just like we go for life membership, they always say, well, you come to my house and have dinner, then we'll see about becoming life member. So Prabhupada is invited, you got contact in the office, and they said, will you come see me in my home? So all of us are here only because of Prabhupada's mercy. Actually, yesterday I'm sure you went to see Madan Mohan Temple, yes? And Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And you heard about how he's offering these old dry chapatis, yes. Just chapati ball. And Prabhupada said, because pure devotee is offering, then Sri Krishna, he has to take Madan Mohan, he had to eat this old dry chapati ball without even any salt. So like that, our qualification is just like old dry chapati ball without any salt. That is our qualification. But, so many letters, see, the Prabhupada used to write, I am always praying to Krishna that these boys and girls will please advance, that he will please help them advance in Krishna consciousness. So that is our only qualification. We're just like, whatever service we're doing is just dry chapati ball, with no salt. But because Srila Prabhupada is offering whatever service we have done, whatever concoction that we call our service, whatever nonsense that we are doing that we think is service, this old dry chapati ball, because Prabhupada is offering that to Sri Krishna and Srimati Radhika, therefore they have to accept it, because it's being offered by the pure devotee. Otherwise, this old dry chapati ball, Madhama said, why are you offering every day the same old thing? So we're just like that. We have no qualification, but somehow, because Prabhupada, the pure devotee, is always praying on our behalf, then Krishna, he has to accept this, whatever nonsense that we're doing, that we're very proud, we're thinking we're doing some big service, but whatever nonsense it is, we're actually, in Krishna's eyes, it is all nonsense-y. So, but still, Prabhupada is praying, he's intervening, so that is our qualification. So, just to expand, Maharaj gave a nice description of the Leela here. Just expand a little bit, there's a little secret part of this Leela. Because Narad Muni, he had calculated that this is the time when that Ladini Kshati of Sri Krishna should appear. He knew that Ladini Shakti, that potency, Krishna has got his Swarup Shakti. With three potencies, that Samvit, Sandini, and Ladini. That Ladini means that which gives Anand. So you can understand that now the time has come, that potency has appeared on the earth somewhere. He calculated it must be this Ravaldam, and he came here looking here and there and here and there. So he came here to Brisbane Maharaj's house. And as soon as he came in, Brisbane Maharaj, he's very surprised. Narad Muni has come in our house. We're very fortunate. Immediately he sat him down on a nice asan. He poured water on his feet, washed his feet, he sprinkled on his head. He sprinkled on all his family members like that. And Narad Muni asked him, you have any children? Aapka koi bacha hai? So Vishwabhanu Maharaj ne kaha ke ek larka hai. And Narad Muni ne kaha, ek larka? Only one son? So yes. Narad Muni was very puzzled. Ye kya ho gaya? Take it, below, bring it here. So he brought Sridham. And Narad Muni, he got darshan of Sridham. And he was, but he's very puzzled. I know, I made my calculations correct. So after taking darshan of Sridham, he was about to leave. He got almost to the door. And Brismara Maharaj said, Are Maharaj, tero. Kya? Tune jhoot bola?
अरे महाराज हमारे एक एक लाली आज ही जन्म ली, किंतु वो तो अंधे है तो मुझे शर्म आती है आपको दिखाने, लेकिन फिर भी मेरे मन में आए कि शायद वो आप तो बहुत महान पुरुष है, शायद आपके दर्शन करने से आपके आशीर्वाद से उसका आंखें खुल दे खुल जाएगा।
नर्द मुझे बहुत उत्सुक उत्सव पूर्वक बोला वो ले आओ ले आओ वो वही वही ले आओ वही ले आओ। रणमुनि ने सर वही ऐसी ही आए हाँ हमने आए कैलकुलेटेड राइट। सो देन वो अति सुकुमारी श्री विश्वानु नंदिनी नर्द मुनि के सामने ले आए। नर्द मुनि उसका हृदय में आनंद का सागर फैल गए। इमीडिएटली तुरंत वो नर्द मुनि ने कहा कि इसका अंग खोलने का एक ही उपाय है, आप ऐसे कीजिए कि एक भंडारा बनाना है और इस भंडारा इसमें ऐसे प्रकार का बस ऐसा प्रकार का पदार्थ ऐसे बहुत लंबे लंबे लिस्ट बनाए, ऐसे लिस्ट बनाए जिससे घर में ये सब पदार्थ नहीं मिलेगा, वो बाहर जाना पड़ेगा सब लोग। They will have nothing. All the ingredients for these preparations, they will not be found in the house. They will have to go out to the bazaar here and there and here and there, hither and thither. Or fear, Nanda Yasoda, or unka Lala, yehan bulaye, or sabko prasad kilaye. Uska ankin khul jayenge, avashya. अवश्य ही खुलेंगे। सो देन यू जस्ट सी नर्द मुनि बहुत चतुर है। जब ये लंबी लंबी लिस्ट दे दी है नर्द मुनि ने वो लंबी लंबी लिस्ट दे दी, सब लोग इधर उधर इधर उधर चले गए, सब इंग्रेडिएंट्स हाउ डू यू से इंग्रेडिएंट्स सब पदार्थ लाने के लिए, उसके इंग्रेडिएंट्स लाने के लिए सब लोग। सो अभी नर्द मुनि अकेले है श्री राधा रानी के सामने। चतुर ये नर्द मुनि। सो जब अकेले है वो श्री मारी राधिका का बहुत से स्तुति किया है। फिर नर्द मुनि ने कहा ने पूछा कि हम आपके किशोरी रूप के दर्शन करना चाहते हैं। सो राधा रानी प्रसन्न होकर तुरंत उनके बहुत ही अति सुंदर अति सुकुमारी अति सुंदर सुंदर किशोरी रूप और अष्टसाखियों सहित और नर्द मुनि आनंद के सागर में डूब गए। तो फिर नर्द मुनि उसका आशा पूर्ण हो गया तो चले गए। Or Maharaj, he told the rest of the story. Nandini Yasoda came and Krishna also came. So this is the secret little detail to the rest of the story.